Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Federal prosecutors in an Alaska cruise ship murder case say they may consider pursuing the death penalty, while the Utah man accused of killing his wife pled not guilty. Kenneth Manzanares appeared in federal court in Juneau wearing a Lemon Creek Correctional Center jumpsuit. He cried and wiped his eyes with tissues in the courtroom before proceedings began. 39-year-old Manzanares is charged with a single count of first-degree murder. His wife, 39-year-old Christy Manzanares, died aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship in July. The alleged crime happened in territorial waters, so it's being tried in federal court. Chief Magistrate Judge Deborah Smith read the charges to Kenneth Manzanares by teleconference. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt requested time to decide whether to pursue the death penalty. Judge Smith gave him 60 days. Smith also scheduled the next hearing for September 22nd. Residents in a homeless camp on the edge of downtown Juneau have been served with a formal trespassing notice by the landowner, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The encampment off of Egan Drive emerged in recent months after police began enforcing park closures downtown. Juneau Police Department officers and social care agencies walked through yesterday afternoon delivering formal trespass notices, explaining that people need to be off the property by September 5th or face prosecution. The land is part of the Alaska Mental Health Trust. The Trust Land Office is negotiating the sale of at least one of the parcels for redevelopment and wants to clear both parcels of vegetation. Shelter beds are scarce, and social service agencies say resources for the homeless are thinly stretched. The Juneau Housing First Apartments is expected to open next month. That will offer shelter to 32 of the most vulnerable homeless residents, but a survey this year counted at least 215 people homeless in Juneau. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mulat says the state will provide publicly available data to President Trump's commission investigating alleged voter fraud for $21. In a letter this week to the commission, Mulat says the state will provide a CD containing publicly available information requested by the panel upon receipt of that fee. He says the state will not provide information considered confidential under state law, including a voter's date of birth, Social Security information, and a voter's residential address if the voter had asked to keep that private. As Lieutenant Governor, Mulat oversees elections in Alaska. And a federal bankruptcy judge has approved a $1 million loan for the Alaska Dispatch News to keep it operating as negotiations continue with potential buyers. KTUU-TV reports the newspaper will use the loan from potential buyers to continue paying insurance premiums and employees. The Anchorage-based newspaper filed for bankruptcy August 12th. The next hearing for the newspaper's official sale is scheduled for September 11th. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for scattered rain showers for the rest of the day today and tonight. Low tonight, about 45 to 50 degrees, and more of those scattered rain showers for tomorrow. High tomorrow, about 60 degrees with rain or a chance of the rain in the extended forecast for this weekend. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.